Yeah, big news relating the pole vault and potentially not just the Australian athletes, but also the athletes overall when it comes to the track and field. I'm pleased to say Jason Richardson from Channel 7 is on the line. G'day, Richo.
Yeah, great to chat to you, team. Hello, Jolly boy. Gee, it was big news, wasn't it, when it broke here. So just for those that are just joining us, the Australian track and field team at the moment are locked in the village. They're waiting for a negative test for one of their teammates in pole vaulter Curtis Marshall. And the reason why they're waiting on Curtis to test negative is the big news that Sam Kendricks, number two in the world in pole vault, the American pole vaulter, has tested positive to COVID. And therefore, Curtis Marshall, as one of the athletes that was in the training area where Sam Kendricks is putting the final touches to his preparation to the Olympic Games, he is therefore deemed as a close contact. He went straight into isolation. He's had a test. Fingers crossed, we're expecting to hear very shortly, fingers crossed, that he'll be a negative, and then we'll go back to normal programming. But at the moment, all the Australian track and field team are sitting in their various rooms, masks on, waiting to find out if they can continue on their preparation. One good part of the news was the fact that at least it happened around lunchtime, and most of the athletes had been out and done that final training session, especially those that are right. Competing tomorrow. Track and field starts tomorrow. So the final track and field session for many was done this morning. Some are still be keen, especially the distance runners, will be keen to get out and do a run this afternoon. But they can't at the moment. They wait for the negative test to come through for Curtis Marshall.
Oh, my Lord. And containing a whole bunch of track and field athletes who've just been waiting for this for years, and they're so pent up, all they want to do is run. And then against their instincts, they're like, you have to go in your little hotel yeah. room and stay. They must be running up and down the halls. I've seen a few of my mates do that in quarantine, just do 78 laps. But how fast can they turn these tests around in Tokyo? Is there a high voltage system that they've got there? Like, how? When did he have the test and how quick can they find out?
No, they can certainly turn it around quick. For those that haven't been following many of the athletes and officials in social media, when you arrive into Tokyo, a saliva test before you can even get into Tokyo, and that takes about 10 to 15 minutes to knock it over. Now, I don't know if they can trust them, so I'm sure that there'd be the test that we've all been through many, many times in Australia, and I know everyone in New South Wales and Greater Sydney is doing it really tough at the moment. So I know so many people are going and doing the tests at the moment. So they'll be doing that pretty rapidly. I reckon they'll turn it around in 3 or 4 hours, which is brilliant. So, yeah, and the other aspect about sitting in their hotel rooms for these track and field athletes, they were up in a training camp in Cairns, but they're flown in 4 or 5 days ago, and they've been sitting in their rooms or at training and just watching the swimming team win medal after medal as the anthem gets sung, and they are desperate, I'm sure, to get out there and get amongst it.
Yeah, and just think for that pole vaulter, like you've done all the years of preparation, you got the bronze at the Rio, and then you actually get to Tokyo. You're there at Tokyo, you're days out from your event starting. It must be devastating for the American. Richo, as far as the Australians are concerned, you mentioned we have been lavish with medals as far as the pool is concerned. What can we expect or look towards when it comes to the tartan track?
Yeah, well, it's a lot, I don't want to say a lot tougher, but it's just very different track and field versus swimming. We're talking at in excess of 200 nations will be competing, and just the very nature of the fact that everyone can run, and therefore it's such a cheap sport for everyone to compete in. The might of Africa, the Caribbean sprinters, Europe is so strong, you add in America, so it is going to be a remarkably tough competition for the Australians, but they will certainly be in there and fighting strongly. Can they get a medal? That's going to be really tough. I mean, Danny Stevens was fourth in the discus. We've got Kelsey Lee Barber, who's the ninth Australian ever to win a world title in the javelin. She's returning to form. Brandon Stark on his absolute best in the men's high jump. He can perform really well. So it's probably more likely in the field rather than the track. I mean, from a track point of view, I think of Katrina Bissett, our Australian 800-metre runner. She's consistently breaking the Aussie record. She's run 158 for 800 metres. Joel, just think about that, mate. Go down to the track and sprint your hardest 2 laps.
Maybe on one of those
segways. Pop out of 158, brother.
Oh.
With that, with the American possibly being out of the pole vault with coronavirus, does that mean the Australian might be in possible reach of a bronze?
Yeah, well, he was world number two, Sam Kendricks, and he's pole vaulting really well. The Arno Duplantis will just simply win. He is a freak. Do yourself a favour and watch him. He is remarkable, the Swede. So he could even touch off his world record. So that'll be worth watching. But the minor medals, you've touched on a really good point. I think the minor medals, silver and bronze, can be one of the jumpers who can clear 580, 590. And Curtis Marshall's PB is 587. If he can clear that, if he can jump 587, 590, he'll be right in the mix for a medal. Duplantis, though, will jump over 6 metres. And I think that might be too tough for Curtis. But it's going to be brilliant viewing. And the other great thing about it on 7 is we get excited because we've had a certain commentator sitting in the wings at the moment listening to everyone else. And I think one B. McAvaney is pretty keen to go and test the tonsils out.
Oh, yes.
Not just the athletes are being held back. Not just the athletes are being restrained. Brucey is raring to go.
Correct. We've got to get him out. He is the Olympics, isn't he? So we are ready to unleash him. So he will bring us home in style. And the beauty about track and field as well is there's just so many great stories. You know, I think of Hannah Bastix in the 100 metres. I mean, she's, you know, was a star junior. And then, like a lot of 19 and 20-year-olds says, I'm going to go for a gap year. And that gap year became about a gap 5 year as she went around Europe and had a great time. And just kept fit without... Well, I couldn't even afford to do that. But then she got back into track and field. In fact, she's the one athlete that's actually had a positive story to take out of COVID. If it wasn't for COVID, she'd still be enjoying the high life. But because of COVID, she came back home and all of a sudden she had a light bulb moment where she said, I have got to get my... I'm going to get the best out of myself. So going from world junior at a 5 year or 6 year gap to going to the Olympic Games in the 100 metres is going to be brilliant for her. And there's so many great stories and we'll try to tell them all over the next week and a half.
Now, Brendan, Richo is very, very good at tipping when it comes to fast things. Now, he did tip us the Melbourne Cup winner Twilight payment at any old price, if you don't mind. Have you found yourself a Twilight payment, Richo, or is there a little tip you could steer us into?
Oh, well, I think China in the 4x200 metre freestyle for women at about... 50-1 into 25-1 was a big go against the Aussies.
Yes. So
that's just from some of the people that I hear, mate. I've got accreditation, so I'm not allowed to get involved. So it is a rare rare opportunity for me, Joel. I actually just have an opportunity to not get involved in the volatile investment portfolio known as the punt.
Yeah. That's fair enough. Fair enough.
Just be present. Enjoy the sushi, mate. Enjoy the foot spas and the sushi and be present. That sounds like the way to go, Richo.
We're in lockdown at the moment in a hotel where, believe it or not, they decided that they were only going to serve Western food. So I get out of lockdown in about 4 days' time. And believe it or not, the first thing I'm keen to do is, because I haven't had any, I'm desperate for some sushi.
Yeah, tempura. The sushi. I love the eel. I think it's in Agi. That's my favorite. The eel sushi. Good. Oh,
really?
Might have some of that tonight.
Oh, I'm going to put it on the list.
Yeah, mate. I'm not. Richo, thank you very much, mate. We appreciate your time. We appreciate Channel 7 for sending you our way.
Our absolute pleasure. And for everyone in Sydney, hang in there. I know it's tough. We've been through it. I'm a Melbourne boy, but we've been through it. It's disgusting, I know, but hopefully it'll end soon for you.
Now, there he is, Richo, all class as per usual. So looking forward to hearing more of Richo as the athletics starts to really amp up over there in Tokyo.